So I've been reviewing JavaFX Developer's Guide, written by fellow Brit Kim Topley, for the kind publishers Addison Wesley, who are very kind to have given me a review copy electronically of the book. And I've had this book for quite some time now. It is really, really good. It's a really good reference guide into the language, the platform, and what you can do with FX. And I really strongly already recommend it to beginners. It's 900 pages long in PDF form. So, and your mileage will go very, very far in this book if you invest. So the preface covers obviously JavaFX, what you can do with it. It's more than just a language, it's a compiler, it's a runtime, and also a brand new idea of a scene graph written on top of the JVM Java platform, and covers the actual Java runtime environment from 6 update 10 beyond, which you all know that, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this little audio boo. So on to chapter 1. Chapter 1 is an overview of JavaFX. Well, the book covers FX 1.2. I have suggested that Kim gives a nod to the TV emulator features in 1.3, and especially give a special nod to the capabilities API, which does support cross-platform developers. I should also note that Kim really explains what cross-platform development is. Right, chapter 2 covers the language, the FX script language, the basics of it, and how you can instantiate objects using object literals, things like binding between variables, how to define variables, how to define functions. Really, it's a very quick introduction into FX, and has a little graphical example for your perusal. Chapter 3 is more about setting yourself up for development. The chapter is actually called JavaFX Script Development, and Kim sensibly starts off with NetBeans as the preferred platform, and he does cover Eclipse, the Moving Feast, which is the Eclipse JavaFX plugin. Of course, you can do a lot more with the NetBeans enabled and JavaFX and NetBeans IDE, and Kim shows this off with a very fine detail, how to run unit tests, how to even run profiling, which uses the really nice Visual VM profiling API. And the next part of the book covers a simple JavaFX application in chapter 4, which is Snowstorm. It shows you how to animate snowflakes dropping or wafting down your application screen. So it's a really simple example of animation and what the FX language can do with binding. And if you were to try the same thing in Java, you'll find hundreds of lines of Java code with Java 2D, and it really does prove the point. Chapter 5 is all about variables and data types, and then I'll end this little part 1, or is it 2, of my audio book to say I'm still reviewing the book for 1.3, and hopefully all the comments that I want to say on 1.3 will make it into the final version of the book, which I'm sure Addison and Wesley will publish, as they say they will, sometime in June or July 2010, and definitely before the next Java 1, which will be September 2010. Actually, I'm reviewing it, I should have said, on 21st of May 2010. Stay tuned for the next part of my review of Kim Topley's JavaFX Developer's Guide.